Town of Ruley regular meeting for June 13, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off the sounds of electronic devices. Mr. Leisler, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bigelow?
Here.
Councilmember Reisdorf?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Nusler?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Moore?
Here. Councilmember Andre is working out of town. Next item is approved minutes for the May 9th meeting. Do I hear any corrections or motion? Move on, Ms. Bujwa.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion with council? Any comments in audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works, consider renewal of the intergovernmental service agreement for inspection services. It's a copy of the one we have in place now, but we need to renew it. It's been a wonderful thing for officers. I recommend it. Do you have any, hear a motion?
Aye.
Move by Mr. Nusler, second by Mr. Reisdorf. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider awarding contract for wastewater system improvements, Menzo Pump Station, Forest Main. I have a letter in my office there from Roy. He recommends the low bidder of Hawk Moon Construction Services LLC of Mandeville, Louisiana, the amount of $265,970. That I'll open it up for discussion or call the roll.
What's the name?
Hawk Moon, one word, H-A-W-K-M-O-O-N. Hawk Moon.
No discussion. I move we accept the bid of Hawk Moon Construction for $265,970.
Move, Mr. Nusler.
I second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
How fast can they start?
We don't know. Roy's going to have to get with them and they'll have a pre-construction meeting, but I don't expect it to be there.
Good.
Okay, planning and zoning, consider variance request, Connie Banta, 3130 Lyle Drive, non-compliant section 19311, zoning district R1, side setback, reduce the setback from 10 feet to 3 feet to build a shed. The sketch is up there, it's hard to see, but she's just trying to get closer to the fence and 3 feet, so discussed in committee last week. With that, I'll turn over to council for consideration or motion. Move, Mr. Reisdorf, second by Ms. Bujwa. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience?
Thank you.
We didn't vote yet.
We didn't vote yet.
The time can change at any minute. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
All right. Consider variance request, AP Dodson LLC, lot A3, A4, A5, A6, A7. Orleans West, second file, in non-compliance section 1913B, servitude and for utilities, to reduce the utility servitude from 15 feet to 10 feet. That was also discussed in committee last week at a planning commission meeting and recommended for approval. And with that, I'll turn over to council for consideration. There's a sketch of one of the, I believe it's approved.
Will we grant the variance?
I'll second.
Move, Mr. Nusler, second by Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Did you want to add one to that?
I thought it was one.
Yeah, let's add one.
Let's add one.
Why one? Did we do something on that already?
No, there was an oversight. When he built his house, he basically built it on the servitude.
That's right. I talked to Wayne about that.
So, I mean, if you'll grant it, he's still got his house on the servitude. It's best if you just put it.
So A1, not A2?
A2, okay, all A2.
This will take care of all of them except the one.
Yeah, and I have a hearing at the Ethics Commission on the 15th of July, they're going to decide whether I can apply for it at the same.
I personally think we ought to do them all, but.
No, I don't want to do them all, no. Y'all doing me a favor by not doing them all, trust me. Y'all doing me a big favor.
So you own A2?
I know I own A2, yeah, but there's a law out there that's the Larry Johnson law, it's that I can't apply for it.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
So I wrote them a letter, and in fact, they sent me a letter this weekend, and I told them that, you know, it's July 15th, so I'll know later soon, but it's six or one half dozen. Anyway, okay, so we're adding A1?
A1, correct.
All right, Mr. News. Are we not doing tickets? No, this is a town meeting. This is not court. Come back tomorrow.
All right.
Do we have a motion in a second?
Yes, it is.
All right, any discussion from the council?
We're okay with A1, right?
Okay. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, the ayes have it. Finance Committee, not anything until we get to the budget. Personnel, nothing until we get to the ordinance. Recreation, I'm not aware of it, I called to get on to it. Police Committee, you got anything? Governmental Affairs? Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 6 of 2016, general fund for 2016-17 budget. It says to make appropriations for expenditures of the town for the 2016-17 and to provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations. That's basically the budget. So with that, I'm going to open the public hearing. Public hearing is open. Any comments from the public? Any comments? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to the council for consideration. Discussed last month and last weekend.
Devin, you might be on this. That interest number that's on, it's going from $7,400 to $13,000?
Yep.
So I'm the rates going up, they want that money?
They're going up a little bit, but that money, I think it's there in the house.
No, it just made a significant jump.
Yeah, it is.
Anything else?
Yeah, most for 71%.
We're not going to live off interest. All right, let's see, do I have a motion yet?
I'm moved.
Move, Mr. Rhodes. Second, Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Vote roll call. I'll just check and see if y'all did. Roll call.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Bozzola.
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Kim, before we go to the next item, I have to say, I'm on the retirement board for the police. And when I got there, it was by the time they were going through all this, I know Fish knows all about this, but it's rigmarole about whether you had to allow public comment and all this other stuff and all that. And then the first time we get ready to go into executive session, so I said, I'm going to executive session. So I'm sitting there waiting for a roll call vote. So I said, I second. Any opposition? Okay, let's go. I came back out. I said, fellas, I mean, I don't want to commentate, but I think that's supposed to be a roll call. Oh, the attorney says, I don't know about that. I said, so we went on another 6 months. We're just going to take a session. And finally, when he comes, he says, I think we're going to do a roll call vote. I think it'd be a good idea. I said, okay. Like, you didn't want to say, like, somebody else told me to do it, but I did besides you. You know, some of the lawyers told him, I guess, but it was funny. Now we take a roll call vote.
It's called CLE.
Yeah, okay. All right, ordinance number 7. To make appropriation of expenditure to the town of Brule Sewer System 2016-17 and to provide relative to the expenditure of said appropriations. With that, I'll open the public hearing for ordinance number 7. Any comments from the audience? And it's been changed since last week. We added a grant in there. Remember we said we added a grant in there? That was already in the expense line, so that means we're going to have, we're projecting a surplus of 74. Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration. We hear a motion or discussion? Move, Mr. Richard. Second, Mr. Bujerwal. Any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Open by roll call.
Councilmember Bujerwal?
Yes.
Councilmember Nieto?
Yes.
Councilmember Rose?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Okay, next item is ordinance number 8 of 2016, to amend and reenact the code of ordinances for the town of Gooley, Louisiana, Chapter 4, personnel relative to Section 416, group insurance for retirees. And this has been, since you last saw it, has been converted into the proper form for what it's going to look like in the ordinance. So it was discussed, it's been discussed for a long time, finally officially discussed it last week. I would like to now open the public hearing for it. Ordinance number 8, group insurance for retirees. All right, I'm hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for discussion.
Move we adopt the ordinance.
Move, Mr. Neesler.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Bujerwal?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Next item, introduction of ordinances. I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and accommodations, I'm not aware of any. Police Department report. Somebody. Oh, Gwen.
Here we have 9 business alarm, business and residential alarms, 3 animal calls, pit bull bite cases, 4 assistant persons, 4 assist other departments, 1 building check, 1 damage to property, which is a mailbox and struck by a vehicle, 10 disturbances, 1 domestic, 1 fire call, 1 forgery, 1 found property, 2 fraud by mail or phone, 2 harassment cases, 2 medical emergencies, 2 miscellaneous, 1 private property crash, 1 roadway obstruction, 1 robbery, which was solved and was a false report, and he was charged accordingly. 1 suspicious act, 3 thefts, 7 traffic accidents, 2 traffic complaints, 9 traffic stops, 2 trespassing, 6 warrants served. Total, we had 77 complaints total, 245 total citations, 287 total violations, and 9 insurance totals.
What's assault by note?
I'm sorry?
What's assault by note?
Somebody's threatening you, like on Facebook, or they send you a text message, or that type of thing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Any questions or comments? All right, thank you. Correspondence, there was none. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. Remarks of personal privilege, gentlemen.
I'm going to tell the police department so they have open house.
Yes, fair enough.
And then I think that they
have a lot of confidence.
Have some positive reactions.
I know the signs coming along looking really good.
Yeah, it looks good. Guy called me today, he said it looks so good, he wants to know who's doing it so he can do, he wants to do something similar in his house.
I'm impressed with it.
Yeah, it's good.
Who is doing it?
Danny Ravelli is doing it, actually doing the management of it, but he's doing it under his son-in-law's company's name, something like that, Easley or something like that. But the guys out there are really, those bricklayers do it.
And also for the minutes, the mayor said last week that he and I attended the dedication ceremony at Union Baptist for the historical marker for the church, and the pastor and the congregation are very appreciative that the town did that for that church.
Yep.
Had that in the minutes.
Thank you. All right. Announcements, town hall will be closed July 4th. And committee meetings are changed from the 4th to the 5th. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Rhodes, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? All in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Definitely, the meetings of 2001 and 2002.